Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast on this February 14th, 2014. Tonight we will be recapping episode, I believe it's episode 9. Oh, I don't want to be wrong. I hate being wrong. Let's see, episode 9. Just double checking. Oh, yes, it is episode 9. Three Ghosts. If you recall, if you're a subscriber to our podcast, thank you very much. You'll notice that we never made a Three Ghosts podcast. So because we're in rerun week with the current Arrow season 2, let's just recap quickly Three Ghosts as we continue to enjoy our favorite show, Arrow, as it just gets better and better and better. And I also want to announce today they gave a statement that the CW has renewed Arrow for season 3. All right, now before I get people on the phone, because I know we have two awesome callers that you will recognize as my co-host, pretty much. You guys are definitely my co-host, so I give you that credit. I wish I could give you more. I don't know what goes beyond, what goes above host. If we think of something, whatever goes above the host, then you get that as well. All right, so let me tell you this. If this, what the CW has been doing so far in just season 2, can you imagine what season 3 will be? Holy moly. Dick Grayson, is that you? Maybe. I don't know. All right, let's get to some people on the phones. I want to hear your opinions. And again, we will be talking about Three Ghosts, so I'm sure we're about to start this great conversation. Let's see, from area code 239, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Matt from Florida. What's up, man?
What's up, Three man? Guys? How's it going?
Good. I'm so happy I got my mom surprised me with Arrow Season 1 on DVD because it's way better than the quality on Netflix.
That is so cool.
Yeah, she got me that for a Valentine's Day gift. We were talking about it, so...
What did you get her?
I took her out to lunch today to TJ Fridays.
Oh, that's awesome. Dude, anytime
yeah,
at TGIF is definitely
outtakes.
The best.
On the Season 1 DVD, Jesus, I love the outtakes, and I love all of the deleted scenes. Those are pretty cool.
Yes. I would love to see Arrow in 3D. Can you imagine if they did that?
That
would
be
so cool.
Awesome. And
yes.
What you just said,
yes.
Season 3, if they introduced Rosel Glenn at some point this season. And
yeah,
Thea,
and then Dick Grayson shows up, and can you imagine what else?
Thea could find out that Malcolm Merlyn is her father. My mom and I were talking about that today. And
yes,
I mean, what would happen
will.
If and you saw on my tweets how crazy it would be if they – even had the Justice League on there. I mean, I am just going insane. I want the.
Me too.
I don't want to wait till the pilot of the Flash. I want that scene and Three Ghosts. I want.
We want
the
it. We want them on
now.
Yes, yes. All right, let's see who else is on the phone here with you, Matt. Eric from Eric Code 432. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Joe.
How's it going, sir?
What's up, Jesus? What's up, Matt? Just
not
here, man. Just awesome. That's pretty cool. I heard that you got the Arrow Season 1 DVD, man. Kudos. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. My mom surprised me with it for Valentine's Day today.
Nice. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Yeah, you too. You
Happy
too,
Valentine's
Joe.
Day. I wish I was here right now with Miss Felicity Smoke, because earlier I was watching the episodes. I love her interest and how she made all the jokes. Don't fire me.
Yeah, yeah. She was definitely one of the gems from season one. She just shined, as little as her role was, and then as we see the progression, but at the beginning, she always had that little, that little spark.
She always had a spark for me right there.
Hey now. Okay.
Definitely.
From Three Ghosts, the storyline goes, if you guys forget, it's after a fight with Cyrus Gold, a.k.a. Do you guys know how to pronounce that? A-C-O? Why? T-E? Okay. Oliver is drugged and left for dead. Determined to cure him, Felicity makes a risky decision. The cure causes Oliver to hallucinate, and what he sees forces him to confront his past. Meanwhile, Barry Allen continues to help Felicity, and their connection grows stronger. The Arrow asks Queen... Oh, I'm sorry. The Arrow has Quentin to look into Gold, but then when the stakeout on Gold goes bad, someone is killed. Roy is captured and tortured by Brother Blood. So that is Three Ghosts. What an episode! I mean, jeez, you got Barry Allen finding out. Oliver is like going into these hallucinations where he has all these dark secrets, and then just the risks that Felicity took. I mean, seriously, she's exposing another outsider to the group. What were your thoughts, Joe from Krypton, when you saw what steps Felicity took to save Oliver?
Initially, I was a little upset, but in the long run, she made the right decision because Oliver would have died.
That's true.
If she wouldn't have brought in Barry Allen. So,
Yeah. And
that's what you're talking about, right? You're talking about when she
exactly,
brings
yeah. No, that's exactly what we're talking about.
I was like, wait a minute, maybe he's talking about another scene.
No. You're on the right page, brother. All right, Matt from Florida, your thoughts on Felicity bringing in an outsider into the Scooby group?
Well, we know he's going to be Tom Jesus. It shows it right in the episode.
I know, but let's pretend we didn't know that part. let's just take that out of the element.
I know. I think she made the right choice to get Barry to help Oliver. I'm glad he found out the way he did. I thought the opening of that part was awesome. I thought it was a great episode all itself. Amazing.
Oh, geez. I mean, just Barry. Just watching the actor portray Barry Allen, I mean, finally, we have another DC character. And you know what? I've always been a Flash fan. I'm going to put him up in the B-level category. You know, sometimes I want to give him an A, but then, it is the Flash, so, okay, we go back down. No, I'm kidding. But I always saw him as a high-profile character. And for him finally to have a new life from, the 1990 TV series that they did on CBS, but now to have a fresh new look, they didn't go the route of Smallville, which I like as well. You know, we want to see the very beginning. And that was pretty much, we all agree, Kid Flash, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Yeah, big steps in the DC universe as Felicity is kind of like the person, helping Oliver, introducing Oliver to Barry. She's kind of like this magnet, this
chick magnet.
Literally.
I think she kind of expanded the universe, so to speak. you know.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah, she's kind of like the keeper, like the gatekeeper or the, you know, the custodian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, you know, Joe, based on your channel that you guys are going to launch, I'm sure she'll be keeper someday of the Watchtower, maybe.
She may be. I'm not going to release that yet. You'll find out soon.
Okay.
What?
And I want to know what happened to Chloe's character if she takes over.
Oh,
wasn't Chloe the Watchtower?
No,
I remember
she's not.
That.
She's not running things because we're in space, and she's in Earth 2 taking care of Oliver Queen from Earth 2, Green Arrow. So she's a little preoccupied
what?
With that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, it's blowing away Matt. You just blew away Matt.
Oh, you know, I don't think
I haven't been reading comics lately.
Yeah, me and I'm sorry, Jesus, you mind if I tell Matt about the news real quick?
Yeah,
quickly?
Go ahead.
Well,
cool
about what? About what? Wait. About what?
The podcast that we're doing?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll give you time at the shout-out.
Okay, cool.
But, let's not break off from our Three Ghosts talk.
Okay, go ahead.
So, going back, let's see. Thea. Again, Thea is always, she's trying to figure out Bled's little secrets and... Laurel stops by the Queen Mansion, if you guys remember.
Mm-hmm.
Someone comes in and grabs. And
I'm sorry, man. I kind of knocked you off the rails. I'm sorry about that.
No, yeah, you did. but you'll know how it feels. You'll know how it feels.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. I will.
All right, well, thanks for pointing that out, Joe.
Mr. Pointing out the obvious.
That was like two strikes in one blow right there.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry
about that. All right, so let's go back. Let's fast forward. So Oliver, of course, saves I don't know. Do you think he saved Roy? Or Roy saved himself?
He saved Roy. I think he saved
Roy.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
I think he saved him. You mean how he stopped him by shooting him, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think he did it for his own good. He needed that. He's getting a little too arrogant, a little too cocky. He may have got Thea in trouble. He may have gotten her killed or both of them at the same time. So I think he saved them.
He took the life, just three.
Yeah. All right. And Matt, do you want to put in anything on that?
What are we talking about right now? My mom just got home.
It's all right. It's all right.
Jeez.
Oh, but we're talking about.
See, you even got Matt. Like, he's out.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah. Okay. So then, so let's see. In the episode, Queen and tells Diggs and Felicity what happened with Roy and Blood, and that Blood is prepping for war. And Alan has gone back home. So this is the very beginning where we finally get to see, well, maybe through the window of Central City, where, of course, Barry Allen lives. And he's calling Felicity just to let her know that he has arrived safely. But there's this huge, huge, well, what was the name of the machine? Shoot. Do you guys remember?
Star City Accelerator.
Accelerator,
yeah,
yes. Because... Because it made sense, you know, because of the Flash. And so this huge charge, of course it's raining and his office is leaking. Right away, did you guys put the two together?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was geeking out that scene when it was all messed up and the lightning struck Barry. I go, OMG, OMG. I was like yelling at the TV. He's going to become the Flash right there.
Now, let me tell you this. When I saw that, I was so like, oh, this is going to be dope. He's going to get, like, the Flash, the rays, and then him standing in water is going to get, like, totally engulf his body. Now, check this out. I'm a little afraid of that, what they just did, because I always thought the Flash's powers were unique and only singularity to, just for him, you know, this special power. Now, the way they did it on Smallville with the accelerator, it went throughout the city, right?
Yeah.
Or did it just go to him, you know, that lightning bolt? So,
yeah.
I'm going to have to watch. Matt, especially now that you have the season. Oh, no, this season, too. I was going to say, I'm going to go check it out for next week, and I'll let you know if the burst was like a widespread city or did it just go to his building.
It went through the whole –
We have a new caller from area code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast where we're talking about three ghosts. Sorry. There you go. Now you're muted.
Okay, grab some candle.
And it had to be Christian Cador. What's up, sir?
Not much. A little bit late.
Yes, you are. But you're always late. Well, what are you talking about? You like to make an entrance. You like to stop the show and just introduce yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. You got me.
Okay. So, well, Chris, let me ask you this. We're just talking about how, you know, we're witnessing the origin of Barry Allen turn into the Flash. Do you think that burst from the accelerator was citywide, or did it just go straight to, you know, Barry Allen's building where he gets electrocuted?
Oh, I think it might be just the building.
Yeah.
Just the building. Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. Because now, well, if it did, perfect. But you know what I mean, if it went, like, citywide.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That means
like
anyone stepping in a puddle or taking a bath would have got the
you
same.
You got to remember, if it went citywide, those people still weren't around the chemicals, though. It was the mixture of the electricity and the chemicals.
Oh, yeah, good. The good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. If you're listening to this podcast live right now on this Friday, February 14th, it's 8:17 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, call in. Our number is 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036, and we're talking about three ghosts. All right, so let's open up the floor. Any questions you guys had about that episode? I know it's been a while, but anything you want to bring up that we could discuss? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Oh, not much. I just loved all the scenes with the three ghosts. My favorite part was Slade, when he was fighting Slade at the
awesome.
We see that Slade is working with Brother Blood. It's like if Slade is... I don't know how Slade and Blood.
Oh, I remember that. But wait, seriously, don't you think he has like a really bad wig?
Slade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a wig on?
It just looks a little fluffy.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Well, I did read. The official description for the episode The Promise.
Cool.
That Oliver is shocked that Slade, he finds out that Slade is in the present day, and from the new promo trailer for the upcoming episode called Time of Death, is that it does show Slade at the Queen Mansion. But one thing I wanted to bring up was, what do you think what's going to be going on with Moira? The way Oliver ended things with her, and that she's going to be and get more power since she's now going to run for mayor. Is Slade going to get Brother Blood to kill her or even inject her with the serum?
We don't know.
I mean, but what would happen if that's driving me crazy and what's going on with Arrow right now? It's just such an awesome show.
I love
it.
Have to wait.
What?
I say it looks like you're going to have to wait and see, Matt.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Good call there. All right, Chris from Candor, opening the floor. Anything Arrow-related or three ghosts-related? Now is the time.
I like how Oliver was getting jealous of Barry. Because
He was like, what do you right away felt that tension, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what does that mean? Does he have feelings for her? I mean, they haven't gone back to that.
He does, but he just want to keep it professional. So.
Yeah, but then when Barry shows up again, wait, and here's my thing. Why not even just mention something like, hey, Oliver, I'm going to go see Barry this weekend, you know, or just like, hey, I just got a call from Barry or what if Oliver asks, hey, Felicity, how's Barry?
Didn't they address that in the mid-season return?
When the return, but...
In the episode Black Radius, they were talking about Barry, that she was with him, and then at the end, Felicity said, oh, I'm just worried about Barry. And then he's in a coma. And then Big says, maybe he's dreaming about you.
Yeah.
He said that in one of the episodes. But still, we need to
yeah,
like,
but still, there seems to be a little absence of Barry, and you can't do that to us fans. Come on. Well, you know we want more, right,
yeah.
guys?
Yeah,
I don't want
when they do that.
I really don't
want to
wait until the fall pilot.
He's
got to come back before the finale. He's got it. The finale is going to be coming quick.
Oh, yeah. Do we have a date yet for the finale?
Not yet.
Probably
I really hope they would do a 2-hour. Wouldn't that be great?
I know.
Like
yeah.
Every Arrow finale from now on is going to be 2-hour long.
If I were the president of WB right now, I'd be ready to write the script.
Are you kidding me? You would put our podcast on the CW.
True.
I like how Chris just laughs. He's like, yeah, right, dude. Whatever.
I would. I would go invite to my mansion to the Queen Manor.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Well, anything else you want to bring up?
No. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Joe from Krypton.
I kind of want to touch on three things real quick, very quickly.
All right, great.
We probably don't have a lot of time.
Don't worry about it.
Number one, in the latest episode of Arrow, I don't like the way Moira starting to act like real cocky, like real, I'm Mrs. Badass now. And she was, like, really scared and, you know, when she was on trial, and now all of a sudden she's a badass. I don't like that. I know they're trying to make it, they're trying to spice it up for her character, but I just don't buy it. I'm like, whatever, get over yourself. You're not that person.
No.
Yeah. And what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, in regards to the episode 3, Ghost, I love all of that episode, but my favorite part is the end scene when Barry gets electrocuted. I love the score. The score is just
amazing.
Awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how you
really
guys
nice.
Felt about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
no,
I
mean, everything is fit. It fits.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like Matt said, it's just a really awesome show.
I love it.
And I don't think Matt heard our announcement last time, so I'm going to tell them really quickly. Me and Francesco and Chris from Candor are doing a Watchtower Online podcast, and you're more than welcome to call in and join us when we talk about anything DC related, as well as hey, Seuss, man, we want you to be our first guest. We really want you there on our first show.
Oh, that'd be great.
So
yeah,
I'll
just let me know. I would love that.
Joe, tweet me the phone number. I'll definitely call on that.
Well, we haven't set up the account on Blog Talk Radio yet. But we do have a Twitter page. You can follow us. We're at Watchtower Pod.
Okay, cool. I'll find it right now. Watchtower Pod.
Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome title, man.
Nice.
Yeah,
thanks.
Really good.
That.
Really
yeah,
good.
That's all I got to say. Hey, Seuss.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks for sharing, Joe from Krypton. Definitely follow those guys. They know what they're doing. Come on. They're going to put me out of business.
We're never leaving. We're never leaving your podcast, man. We're going to be joining every week. Every week we'll be here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, same to hear. You know, if it's a right time that I could call in, I'll definitely do that. Because, you know, I like helping others do what they want. You know, it's so much fun to talk to other people across the country, people you don't know, but right away you have that connection.
We're very interested to hear what you sound like when you're not hosting.
Carol and my pod, right?
Right?
I'm sorry, Matt. I was
listening to Joe from Krypton. Joe, say that again so people that did it that might have missed it.
We're very interested to hear what you sound like when you're not hosting, like when you're just being normal, you know, just say Suze.
Do you think I'm a character? Well, what's going on here?
No, not a character, but, I kind of have it in my mind that he's going to come on the show and be like, hey, what's up, everybody? It's Jesus from Smallville Talk, and it's just going to be all glamorous and fabulous, man. We're very excited to have you on.
Yeah, well, give a date. Come on, you guys got to... You guys have plugged this for 2 weeks now, and still no date?
Well, it's been a week, really, but we're planning to go live, so to speak. The very first Wednesday of March, that's when we're planning
to
go live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what day is that? What day? Like Wednesday?
Friday? You caught me off guard, man. I just know it's the first Wednesday of March.
Chris, you're in the group. Well, what day does that fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris. Okay,
yeah, Chris, when it starts. Sorry, you found your page on Twitter. So cool.
I said it's going to be on Wednesday.
It's going to be a Wednesday?
What? Yeah.
No, we know that. We're asking for the date, like
the
number
date. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I can't wait for this show. All right. Enough with the plugs, guys. Come on. This is Arrow Talk.
No problem.
I'm giving you like a half hour. When I go on your show, I'm gonna take over half an hour.
Dude, you can totally plug Smallville.
I'm gonna hijack it.
He really wants you to.
I'm like, hello, party people. Welcome to the Smallville Talk button. I said, all right, go, Joe from Krypton. Let's hear your thoughts.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. That's hilarious.
All right, so that's cool. Wednesday of March is March 5th. You can thank me now.
Hey, Joe,
I found the
page on Twitter.
You're welcome.
I'm following you guys. Awesome.
Well, thanks, man. We'll follow you back. As soon as we're done,
doing shout-outs now, okay. So this concludes our conversation of Three Ghosts as we are now going to trade info on how you can listen to these guys. Please go. Let's support these guys. I know it's hard at first, but let's give them all the support they need because, you know, without us supporting them, there's no success.
Exactly.
So, totally follow these guys. I want to announce tonight – the Flash Talk. quite a few people already following us. And once the Flash pilot begins, we will have the Flash Talk, which is going to be my third podcast from the Talk series, from Smallville Talk, Arrow Talk, and now the Flash Talk. So just want to announce that.
Flash?
So please. Huh?
Are we sure that's what they're officially going to call it, Flash?
No, but that's what I'm calling my Twitter feed.
Okay,
the Flash
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So, yeah, can you imagine? What do you think they're going to call it? Wind?
Never know. They could call it Zoom or something.
Or Central City?
Yeah, you never know. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to call it Lightning.
Or Lightning Bolt.
I like Flash Talk, though, man. I like Flash Talk.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, I figure everybody knows the Flash, so I'm going to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. So this concludes our podcast of Arrow Talk. We are about to start Smallville Talk immediately after this podcast, so please head on over there. I know it's, you know, taking a lot of your time, but I do appreciate it. We will be talking about what Zack Snyder has said about his current casting and also more rumored details of what Lex Luthor will look like, so we'll touch base on that. And also some Tom Welling news. Yes, Tom Welling news. Not that exciting, though, but there is. All right, so
no,
this concludes our podcast now. Talk to you guys next week.
See you later.
All right.